Fountains of Blood. Quote, I know most of their stories sound fishy, but I kind of believe the color-coded crematorium smoke, female-male place of origin. You gotta hand it to those Germans and their systematic efficiency. I don't know whether to laugh at these whopper tales or cry, because so many of our people eat up this gory slop. And I replied, well, I agree. It's insane. About the spontaneous geysers of blood that spurted high up into the air in macabre fountains from amidst the piles of bodies. Utterly impossible, but solemnly believed by the cult. How about the collector drip pans that collected the dripping fat from the mass of burning bodies that were then sent off to make soap? Utter due bullshit. How about the massive funeral pyres that burned obligingly with no fuel added? No coke, wood, coal, etc., all by themselves. Tens of thousands a day. You light one body, hey-ho, that sets off the rest, just like that. That, of course, is another tall tale to, quote, explain, unquote, the utter lack of requisite coke supplies. How about the lurid descriptions of people trapped in the homicidal gas rooms, disguised as shower rooms, seeing the brown gas cloud coming in that settles on the floor and slowly grows higher, so that people were frantically climbing on top of each other to get away from it, trampling, suffocating people underneath. Except, small problem. If I understand the chemistry, that is a description of chlorine-based gas, mustard gas, fuck's sake. Zyklon, however, is a cyanide-based gas. It's lighter than air, and it's invisible. So those lurid, claptrap, hysterical descriptions are the product of two things. One, somebody with half a knowledge sucking stuff out of his thumb whilst claiming, tearfully, to have been there and seen it. How? And surviving. Two, more somebodies, mostly all pathological pervert liar Jews, with an agenda, repeating each other's lies, building on each other's lies, having the time of their lives, fantasizing. Often real sick shit. The follow-on later is a whole career going around terrifying school children and gullible adults. A pathological, sickening trend closely related to pedophilia. A strange and super ugly need to establish brutal, cruel power over innocent young minds and terrify them at the same time. This is child abuse, pure and simple, common all over the United States in high schools, where they now even have Holocaust rooms, where the kids have unlimited access to the stuff of Jew faked nightmares. Is it any wonder these kids grow up into adults who instantly shy away Pavlov style from even thinking about, never mind analysing, or, heaven forbid, critically investigating, the ooh-la-la Holocaust, the devilishly ruthless role of Jews, Jewish stifling dominance of the media, banking, finance, government, wars, military-industrial complex, America's endless failed foreign wars, and America's ever-failing standing in the world. Then add into this total fucking mess the role of far too many churches in the USA. So sickeningly cozy, comfortable in their worldly and spiritual outlook. Pitifully, babe in the Jewish woods, naive. Boomers playing golf. Paraphrased. But of course we were the good guys in all those wars. But of course Israel is our best ally. God says so. You can't go against God. But of course Hitler was the most evil man that ever lived. But of course Hitler's camps killed millions of Jews. Have you not seen the documentaries, the films, Schindler's List? What's wrong with you? Are you some kind of Nazi? Oh, and then you even get this kind of fine, upstanding Christian who wishes to demonstrate his love of God, his superior intellect, his far superior morals, by descending into schoolboy profanities, sewer class invective, coarse sexual abuse, raw hate against people like me. And just picture him on Sundays rolling around church with the rest of the Holy Holies, convinced that there's a special spot at the right hand of God, waiting just for them. Lord save us. There are none so blind as those with their eyeballs surgically removed. Never mind those running around like headless chickens, tock, 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 gobble, 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 just itching to find people on the internet like me to threaten with hell, fire and damnation unless I immediately repent. I've had it all. I've just been skimming through my CODO books, Committee for Open Debate on the Holocaust, sitting on my shelf, and it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. The world lurches endlessly from crisis to crisis, war to war, and the same vile, nasty, tiny little clique of Jewish mafiosi sitting there laughing their asses off. Exploiting, exploiting, stirring. And it's by no means all Jews. I've spoken with Jews who agree with every word I write, but they are almost powerless, unheard, denied access to media and exposure. Voilà, Jean-Paul Sartre said it the best in Huis Clos, final paragraph, with the ominous, hellish, crackling sound of fire and flames drawing ever closer, ever louder. Eh bien, continuons. I take that as the ultimate exhortation, fight, never quit. They would happily reduce our world to radioactive dust if they could just rule over it unopposed. Well, guess what? The bar just went quiet. The Irish walked in.